This is Canada's international radio broadcast with veteran preacher, pastor, evangelist, and author, Max Solbricken. For more than three decades, Reverend Solbricken has shared the gospel of Christ's substitutionary death and resurrection to multitudes around the world. His crusades have taken him to the headhunters of northern Luzon, the Hindus of India, the Muslims of Pakistan, the Catholics of Brazil, Portugal, and Malta. He has carried the good news of Jesus Christ to the atheists of the former Soviet Union, the agnostics in Canadian universities, and the voodoo worshippers of Haiti. Staggering miracles of divine healing for spirit, soul, and body have occurred with great power and demonstration as Pastor Max Solbricken has proclaimed the uncompromising word of God and prayed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, by the medium of radio, he comes to you with God's message of love and power. I now present to you the man who is not afraid to preach the truth, Dr. Max Solbricken.
Let's remain standing. I wish to read from the Holy Scriptures. Let's read from Colossians chapter 1, verse number 10, reading as follows in Jesus' name. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, on all patience, long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers. Everyone say partakers. That's quite a powerful word. Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are made partakers of the inheritance of the great saints of God through Christ. And so therefore, it says we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience. We need patience and long-suffering, but also joyfulness. Sometimes the going is tough, but we know that we have something wonderful because we are made partakers of the things of God, of his inheritance, even though we need a lot of patience and long-suffering. But we must remember to be also filled with joy. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. God hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We were in one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. But Christ has liberated us. God has taken us out of that dark kingdom and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. You know, before we pray, something very sad. Evelyn Redcrow called me this morning, and she said that her nephew was found dead in Edmonton, battered to death. And his name was Adrian Redcrow. And as you know, Evelyn, she's been coming to church here a lot. And this is her third nephew who's either committed suicide or been killed. Three nephews, native people. And so she was really, really distraught this morning. We prayed together. And he was 42 years old. Adrian, they found him in a back alley in Edmonton, battered to death. Someone had killed him. I said, was he a drinker? She said, he was a drinker. But it's sad. And we have to do something about that. See if we can't get a lot of these people converted. We really have a job to do to win people to Christ. And so these people are precious souls. Adrian, 42 years old, now passed away. Someone caught him in the back alley and killed him. That's in our little Edmonton. I mean, you know, to us, we always consider this a little place, but it's getting larger and larger, and more things are happening. And we need to pray that Almighty God, in his great mercy, will stretch forth his hand towards this province and towards our nation. Shall we pray together? Jack, would you come, please? And Hervey, would you come? And we'll pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Ask God. Brindley, where's Brindley? Come on up here, Brendan. We'll pray. We need some strong, powerful prayers this morning. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Good. Let's join together. Join together in prayer.
Precious Savior. Father, we thank you that you are the keeper of all things. Father, you keep us in the way. We thank you for that, Father. This morning, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would descend upon this assembly.
Yes.
And minister into the lives of your people, Father.
Yes, Father.
Fresh anointing, fresh power, fresh unction. That we could be the reflection of your dear Son to a world that is lost,
yes,
that is going to perdition. Heavenly Father, teach us how to be Christ's hands extended,
yes,
reaching out to oppressed people.
Yes, Father.
We ask this thing, Father, for your glory.
Yes.
Because it's near to your heart.
Yes, Father, yes.
It's near to your heart,
yes,
Father, that all men would come to the saving knowledge of your dear Son.
Yes.
So we lift this to your throne this morning,
yes,
in Christ's name. Amen.
Yes. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, for without Jesus, we are hopeless. Without Jesus, we are hapless. But through Jesus, you have created a way, an escape for us through the blood, through the shed blood of your perfect Son.
Yes.
That's our redemption. He is our hope. He is our escape. He is the only one we can hold on to. As people around us fail us,
yes,
you will never fail us. You have promised us that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. We must hold on. But really, you are the one that is holding
Jesus
on to us. And we thank
yes
you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. We just pray for that family, for the terrible loss. For that family that we can't always understand what's going on in people's lives, but
Jesus,
they need to turn to you. They need
yes
to put
Father
their hope and help in you. You
yes
are the only escape. You are the only one
yes
that can minister to us.
Yes.
You are not just a Sunday morning God. You are a 7 day a week, 24 hour
yes
a day
Father
God
yes
forever and forever
yes
and forever. And we give you thanks in
yes
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Hervey. Precious Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. And there was two words that came to me this morning, and one of them was a remembrance that the Lord prepared his people, and he exhorted them to come to that place where they would wait for that endowment of power from on high. But the preparation that was in their hearts is that they would be in one place, one accord. Whatever might be necessary for us today, Lord,
yes,
to come to that place in one accord in this body and in all the bodies, we pray for your anointing, a revival spirit that actually so penetrates our hearts that we can't help but humble ourselves before you and become one with you and one another. So we pray for fresh endowment of that power, spirit, and anointing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And everyone said, praise the Lord. Can we all say, Christ has died? Christ is risen. Christ will come again. One more time, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Say, I am saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and in Christ alone. One more time, we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and in Christ alone. Can you shout a great big hallelujah? God bless you. You may be seated, please. Precious Lord, we praise you, Lord. It's so good to know that God is real, that he, Brother Brindley said, he's not just a Sunday God. He's with us every day of our lives. Precious Lord, I wonder if the ushers would come forward and receive the morning tithes and offerings now. Brother Al, would you come, please? Al Ellis, 92 years old. And one of our first converts. Come on up here for a minute here. Come here, brother, for a minute. 92 years old. When he was 46 years old, he gave his heart to Jesus. In 1970, one of our first converts. And here he is, 92, and still serving the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap offering for that.
God bless you.
Sure. I'd like to exhort everybody today. We're talking about prayer. And I met a friend of mine. He wasn't a Christian. He passed away here a couple of months ago. And I was, after I prayed with his wife. But 3 days later, I'm at night, and I had this vision. Person going into heaven. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. And then the next thing, bullets are going past this person. Then when he got to the heaven's gates, and the angel said, sorry, your time is not yet. You have to go back. And he says, well, what were those bullets going past me when I was coming in into here? She said, that was the prayers of saints going before you. So your prayers, pray, keep on praying. It's working.
Praise
that, it. That
Amen. Thank you, Al. God bless you. Clap your hands for Jesus. All right.
50 years, Pastor Max Solbrecken has awakened the conscience of his audiences through the anointed proclamation of the claims of Christ, who said, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. The truth is, you are either for him or against him. You cannot remain neutral. Great costs are involved in spreading of Christ's gospel. Please consider investing in this ministry. Contact Max Solbrecken at MSWM, Box 44220, RPO, Garside, Edmonton, Alberta. T5V 1N6, Canada.